I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rob Myers of Door International says ongoing attacks in northern Nigeria by Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen are putting Christians in danger, especially deaf believers.
These deaf people don't have a lot of information about what these groups stand for and what they're doing. If they end up in these groups and then they want to get out, it's very difficult for them to communicate with other people.
Pray for security and courage for the Nigerian church. Next, many refugee kids experience a lifetime of trauma before they reach their teen years. For 6 weeks, refugee kids in Lebanon could be just kids again at a Bible camp led by Triumphant Mercy. A sister in Christ we'll call Nuna leads the ministry. She says the friendship between Christian staff and the Muslim refugee parents plays a huge role in the camp's success. Along with fun and games, refugee kids also learned about Christ. Pray that the kids will share what they learned with family members, and she says look for opportunities to do the same in your own family.
I really want to encourage viewers or listeners just to listen to the voice of the Spirit. If they're really, really passionate about Christ, they can't stop just because other people are from different faiths. They cannot just stop just because this is not politically correct.
And Bibles for China and Wendell Rovenstein recently visited rural China to check up on the local churches.
They had younger men and women that were the leaders of the churches. And it was amazing to see the difference in the makeup of the church compared to what we had been seeing a lot of in China.
Now, usually Chinese congregations and church leaders are older, so pray that Bibles for China can keep supporting and providing resources that the young church needs. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.